This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This week we've been doing Third Eye Blind tickets here, but we're going to save those for around 8:30, maybe a little later. We're going to do them when we have Stephen Jenkins on. We're really excited about it.
Mr. Handsome.
I know. Can't wait to see him.
Mr. Superstar.
I know. Thanks for reminding me, Mr. Jealous.
You do make me jealous. You don't even try. You just make out with people right in front of me.
Oh, you poor thing. Yeah. All these years of coveting me and... I feel so bad for you. It's gonna be hard.
You and Hal Sparks making out right in front of my face. I'm sitting here like,
Oh boy, that has really spooled up. No, you know what? Now it's all starting to come clear for me. The fact you saying I made out with my cousin Tucker, that I made out with Hal Sparks, that I'm gonna make out with Stephen Jenkins, which might happen. We don't know. We can't see the future.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just jealous. Uh-huh. It's sweet. It's very sweet.
Is
it's touching.
It?
Sure. I mean.
You mean
I prefer
what?
That we think of ourselves as, you know, like Ken and Barbie dolls that don't have, you know, that just smooth plastic in all the right places.
Well, why can't Stephen Jenkins be a Ken doll, too, then?
He is to me.
Right.
But I'm going to soak this for every inch it's worth. What? That seemed wrong. All right. I don't know. I mean,
why are you talking inches, you perv?
See, that's what I'm saying. You're going to, no matter what I say, I can't win in this situation. But I get that it's because you love me, and I think that's very sweet. And I appreciate it. I love you, too.
Thanks.
In a Ken doll, no parts way.
It's wonderful. Thank mm-hmm. you so much.
Sure. Probably makes you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah. It does.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day. Oh,
what?
Tonight is not the night that Survivor starts.
It starts. Okay, that's not a story.
This is a story. It starts next week on Wednesday, but tonight there's a... Let me find it. Hold on one second. I'm all excited about it. Survivor at 40, and it's only really... It's only 20 years old. But
so there is something on.
There is something
tonight. I was going to say, I mean, you could just say... That's not news to just say that
right.
There won't be an NFL game on tonight either.
Right. That's true, Vinny.
Not news.
Right. So the new season starts next week, but there is a special tonight at 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock at my house. It's called Survivor at 40, Greatest Moments and Players. My assumption is, because I will say this, I've watched every single season. I recognize about half of this previous winner cast. Like, I'm sure I'll be reminded as we watch them start to play. But my assumption is that this Survivor at 40, Greatest Moments and Players is going to... refresh some memories.
That's probably
us.
Good for
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
oh my
we
God, probably
it's
need
be
that.
Huge. So that is tonight on CBS. Welcome to their home. We don't live there anymore.
Right.
Which means that we can go on their shows now, doesn't it? Can we?
Well,
could you go on Survivor now? We're not. We don't work.
I'm
there.
Sure we could apply, but I also there's some weird thing when Entercom. Took over CBS, I don't know that it was a complete...
Right, I know.
An outright purchase. Wasn't there some stock exchange? I don't understand enough
I don't
about that to
know about
if
those
there's
things.
Not
I know
some
that...
still some involvement.
Right, so who knows? So maybe we can't. But we're not, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not an employee
Either
of CBS.
Way, I don't expect our boss to say, yeah, take 3 months.
Oh no, it would be great. Are you kidding me? To be on a national TV show? Kidding me? He'd let us do it.
How does that help the fall book or whatever?
It won't, but it'll help the winter book. We'll be gone in the fall book, and then in the winter book, it'll be amazing.
All right.
I'd love to do it. Although, I got to say, the person most likely to get on that show is sitting right over there, yep. Brandon. He made it like 3 rounds deep, right? How many rounds deep did you go? You made it past the first round?
Only one.
Oh.
They never even
but
that's, got back to
it really
me.
Doesn't help my story.
Back to you?
Yeah, for some weird reason. Whatever. I'm still going to apply. It's like a dream.
Yeah, do
forever
it.
Forever and ever and ever.
Have you been watching it since, how old are you?
24.
So you were 4 years old
since
in the show.
Since I can remember, yeah. I've been watching, yeah.
So you love it too.
I love it.
Oh my God, it's so great. I mean,
it's the best.
And Vaughn, you're a huge Survivor guy, right? Yeah.
We got to get Vaughn.
Nicole?
Mike.
So Nicole and Bryn, just enjoy each other's hatred of Survivor, the two of you, against the rest of us.
No, I don't hate it. I mean, it gets tiring after you guys keep talking about it over and over.
Oh, my God.
It's all right.
Flush your hand like a dog.
Well, each season is a saga.
Yeah. I mean, you get sucked in. Why don't you try and watch it, you guys? Nicole, by the way, that's a job requirement. Put it down on her sheet. She has a sheet, I assume. I don't really know. I don't know how it works. I just
right on your sheet.
Nope. People make things happen around me. Okay, let's get going. Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the country at this moment. I'm assured of it. Dive Bar is number 100. Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton have the number 100 song, Dive Bar. Yeah, there's something going on with that recording.
It's like speeding up and slowing down,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Is that the computer or is that... Anyway, who cares? Number 100 anyway. We're not going to...
Sounds like two big country stars got together for a duet, though.
for a drawl duel. I got a better drawl than you. You don't. I got the best drawl of them all.
Don't make fun of country music. I love it.
I can't help myself. Coming in at number 10. This was 23 last week. It's been on the charts for 12 weeks. It actually peaked out at 8th. But Billie Eilish is back. I expected her to have some stuff on here because of the Grammys performance. Everything I Wanted is in the top 10 now.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Will Billie Eilish one day do the Super Bowl halftime show?
She doesn't strike me as someone who would be. I mean, that has to be like a... Although visually, she does do some crazy stuff. So maybe. But I don't... I just...
Will Ariana Grande one day do the football halftime show?
I feel like she will.
All right.
I think it's got to be... Yeah, I don't know. I don't... Do you think about that? Like, what...
I just thought of
what?
It just now. Because yeah. I actually thought, oh, she...
Well, what do you think?
Because you said this is back in the top 10?
Yes.
I expect that Shakira and J-Lo will be in some form of top 10... next week because of their performance.
I actually have a piece on them since you brought it up. People do not get paid to do the halftime show. It's an honor. And
they must be given a budget, though, because that show's
they
elaborate.
Have to be. Yeah. I mean, they have
they
to be.
They can't possibly be told, and you'll be paying for the
right, your
stage.
Dancers and your stage. Right, that stage, though, seems like the one they lug out every year, you know, with the sort of video top on it. That feels super familiar. So I wonder if they're like, here's the stage we have available. We have these cages. Maybe you could put children in them. I don't know. But yeah, there has to be some kind of production budget, but they are not specifically paid a performance
fee.
So the reason they do it is because it translates into money for them in the form of streams these days, I guess. I don't even know if I can call them sales. Before Sunday was even over, the Super Bowl this past week, the collective songs of Shakira and Jennifer Lopez saw a sales increase of almost 900% for all their songs, not
just
the ones that they performed. Who had the bigger increase?
Well, I like Shakira better myself. So Shakira.
957% increase.
And what was J-Lo's?
About 800.
Okay. And that doesn't mean I dislike J-Lo, by the way. I'm not into her.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I dislike her.
Well, I disliked her butt more than I disliked
I'm not even
Shakira.
I didn't
Shakira's
even go
butt
there.
Had like the most just, you know, unconstrained jiggling
movement,
going with
right.
it. Where I mean J-Lo was nipped in. Let's tuck all that in. I was like, girl, let it fly. I mean, if you're gonna be basically showing us everything, including your front butt, I mean, come on.
But to answer your question about the Billie Eilish thing, it seems like the Super Bowl really sexes it up. Like, it's really... Everybody gets
true.
Naked.
It's a TNA show.
Just like Maroon 5 last year, and, you know, everybody seems to really sex it up.
So she... That's
and she's not
thing.
That person.
Maybe she could wear, like, a giant movie screen and put, like, hot naked bodies on it.
Right.
How would that be?
God. That'd be about you it. Really should send that idea to her.
Yeah, she could wear, like, a cube, you know, where she's just... It's, like, movie screens on each side.
It's a good idea.
It's perfect. It's great. Dua Lipa is now, look, she jumped up. This has been on the charts for a while, 13 weeks, but she's just broken the top 10. Number 9, Don't Start Now. Nice. Oh, Don't Start Caring.
All right, I feel like I'm in the club.
Roxanne is number 8. That is Arizona Zervas. My favorite song in the top 10 is at number 7. It's Dance Monkey by Tones and I. At number 6 is Dan and Shay plus Justin Bieber, 10,000 Hours. Number 5 is Someone You Love, Louis Capaldi. This is a former number 1. Maroon 5 holds the 4th spot with Memories. Post Malone's Circles is number 3. Future featuring Drake, Life is Good, that's number 2. And number 1 again, I don't know how many weeks this has been number 1, but sort of slowly creeping up. Roddy Ricch, The Box, is number 1. There you go. There's your best songs in the whole wide world.
Sounds
at
good.
At this moment. My next story is, I don't know, it's kind of a retrospective. This is 80s and 90s stars who went broke. And
oh,
why?
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Don't worry. Most of them got their ass back together.
Oh,
like
good.
MC Hammer's on here, and he's definitely working toward putting things back together. I mean, he's never going to have another $33 million house or whatever it is.
It must suck that he's the story people tell. Here's the warning story of what happens to musicians when they get great success.
I know. Sad. I think about him, though. You know, he comes up, and I just feel so bad. You know, I don't know why I feel so bad for him. It's because I think when you tasted riches like that, it's got to be tough to go the other direction.
Well, imagine the celebrations that he was having as he was growing and building.
He just expected that paycheck to keep rolling
great
in.
Great wealth, and finds himself living in the, where did he have a mansion? In the Oakland Hills?
Yeah. In 91 alone, he made over $33 million. By 96, he was $14 million in the hole. He'd spend his fortune on cars, airplanes, a record company, a $30 million home, and his posse of 200 friends.
200 friends.
All on the payroll. But he just was on the Super Bowl ad.
Cheetos
I mean, that's,
commercial.
You know, he probably made several thousand dollars for that.
Oh.
One of the ones they talk about here is Kim Basinger. She's an Oscar winner. She was part of an investment group that hoped to turn the town of Brazelton, Georgia, into a tourist attraction. They bought the whole town. And they wanted to make it a hub for film and TV production. And the plan ultimately failed. And she lost millions of dollars. She was also sued by Mainline Pictures. She had withdrawn from a verbal agreement. I guess they probably went through, you know, she probably spent a bunch of money on lawyers defending against this too. A verbally binding agreement to star in Boxing Helena. She was supposed to star in that. The court said, you got to pay $8.1 million. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it was overturned, you know, after many more zillions of dollars spent on lawyers. And she settled for $3.8 million after filing for bankruptcy.
Oh.
I know. Yikes. Wesley Snipes is on this list. Wesley.
He also found his way back onto our TVs in the Super Bowl.
He has. That's right. How funny. He filed for bankruptcy in 06 and was indicted for tax fraud several months later. He actually spent 3 years in prison. He failed to pay over $12 million in taxes, they say. And there's the MC Hammer one. Get to the next one.
The weird part is they must have at some point he had a chance to probably cut them a check, right?
Right.
And what did he say? No?
I guess he must have. Or maybe they went back and they, you know, found it in several years and, you know, decided it was fraudulent enough that he had to. I just don't know. Gary Busey filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy in 2012. He amassed about $500,000 in debt with the IRS, so he'd been declining to that point. He had debt with the IRS, lawyers, UCLA Medical Center, Wells Fargo, Los Angeles County Waterworks District, a storage company, and a woman named Carla Loeffler, who sued him for an assault at a Tulsa airport in 2011. He was like, that's it, I'm done.
Yikes.
Pam Anderson. She owed so much money to the IRS in overdue taxes that she was forced to sell her home in Malibu in 2013 for $7.75 million. I've heard that. But we looked her up the other day, right? And she had, I mean, I assume that she's got royalties that roll in for stuff. I mean, Baywatch.
Yeah, that was big. That was a worldwide hit.
And I'm sure they still play it.
I don't know.
In syndication somewhere. But yeah, she's not rolling in it the way she used to.
$12 million is what she's worth now, is what they say.
No, yeah, that's good.
$12 million is maybe enough for me to be all done.
Maybe that John Peters guy she just married and now doesn't want to be married to will kick down. So maybe they had a prenup. If you stay married to me for 10 days, you get this much. Another Baywatch star, Nicole Eggert, she was in the hole for like $1.15 million.
You know who we never hear about anymore? Wasn't Yasmin Bleeth? Was she a Baywatch star at one point?
She was.
And then she went on to be in Nash Bridges. And then because that was filmed here locally sometimes.
Yeah.
And then the story was that she had a serious drug problem.
Yeah.
And then
I haven't
heard
anything
from her.
And I mean, it's been years since her name has come up. Can you see what Yasmin Bleeth is up to?
Yeah, hold on.
Anyway, sorry.
No, it's fine.
But
a lot of people
as
had
you're
some
going
troubles,
through
yeah.
some of these Baywatch stars, she came to mind.
Nicolas Cage famously has money problems. Mm-hmm. In 2009, he earned $40 million. And it just wasn't enough to support his lifestyle, you know? Over the years, he's owned a Malibu home, a country manor, a medieval castle, something called Midford Castle, property in the Bahamas, and a 40-acre island in the Exuma Archipelago. The IRS slammed him with a bill for $6.2 million, and he promptly sued his money manager, for negligence and fraud. These days, he lives a little more modestly. Remember, we had heard that he'd bought himself some kind of pyramid coffin and like a dinosaur head. And
there are people who will never live within their means. My brother's one of them, and he's not a rich man, but whatever he gets, he will outspend. Mm.
Which one, middle brother?
Yes.
I'm surprised. He's a bachelor. I would think he'd be.
A bachelor with 5 motorcycles, a monster truck, 3 different types of race car.
Oh.
A Slurpee machine,
right?
A pizza
Those are
oven.
Expensive.
I mean, the list is endless of toys.
Does he have like a bunch of guy friends who just come crash at his place? Like he's got all these toys.
Yeah, they hang out. They go to the desert. They ride motorcycles. Yeah, he is living his best life beyond his means, and they're far less than the Nicolas Cage's ever were.
All 3 of the kids in Different Strokes didn't do well. I think the only one who's still alive is Todd Bridges. Gary Coleman died of a traumatic brain injury in 2010. He fell down the stairs at his home. He was once the highest paid actor on television. Had about a $7 million fortune.
Wow.
He declared bankruptcy in 99, blamed on costly medical issues and a drawn-out legal battle with his adoptive parents. Todd Bridges, he was making, they say, between $15,000 and $30,000 a week during the 8 seasons he did Different Strokes. And he lost nearly all of it after battling drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dana Plato, who played Kimberly Drummond on Different Strokes, died in 99 of an overdose at age 34 after years spent struggling with poverty and substance abuse. Terrible ends.
Yeah.
Willie Ames, apparently, from 8 is Enough. Remember him? He was the cute one. He went from making about $1.6 million a year to owing $400,000 to the IRS and battling homelessness. Jodie Sweetin on Full House. She blamed...
I thought she had a drug problem, too.
I think she did. Meth addict. Yeah. She stated in divorce papers that her home was in foreclosure, and she said her husband wouldn't find employment. Willie Nelson owed $16.7 million to the IRS in back taxes in 1990. He's put his life back together. He seems to have it together now. But he blamed his money woes on a no-good accountant. Sinbad had some trouble. Leif Garrett lives on his mom's $1,000 a month allowance. He was a big teen star. And Sherman Helmsley, actually.
I'm glad
George
to hear Leif Garrett's still alive.
Yeah, oh, he is still alive. Here's a picture of him. Look good these days. Not like a teen heartthrob or anything, but
that's good.
Back together. All right, we're done. What are you looking at me like that for?
Yasmin Bleeth, she still has $2 million, so she's not completely broke. She resurfaced in 2015, and she seems like she's off drugs, so that's
good.
Good.
Phew.
But she's not in showbiz anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. Oh, let's have a look at her.
Oh, yeah, regular person.
Oh, boy. Yeah, she could be your teacher at school. Well, she doesn't have a full face of makeup. It could just be a bad picture of her. What's coming up, Ben?
Sorry, I'm still.
Yep.
The coronavirus makes the news. Valentine's and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.